For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. One of the things holding back advancements in alternative fuel vehicles is their range. Nobody wants to run out of fuels like battery power, compressed natural gas, or propane. The alternative fuels group, Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities, is partnering with the U.S. Department of Energy on a project to enable traveling greater distances in these vehicles, powered by something other than gasoline. What motivates a car buyer to choose an alternative fuel vehicle like the fully electric Chevrolet Bolt? Last week, I spent some time at Shaheen Chevrolet in Lansing to talk with Jaime McKnight in new car sales. He says these buyers are eco-friendly, well-educated, and have done their research on how to escape the addiction to oil. And with cars like the Bolt on the market, he thinks their numbers will grow.
I would say within the next 10 years, I'd say 75% of new passenger vehicles anywhere are going to be electric or some form of a hybrid system. So, you know, again, they're trying to be on that cutting edge.
The Bolt can go about 240 miles before needing to recharge. That's plenty for many drivers, but not nearly enough range for cross-country travel. The Department of Energy is trying to reduce or eliminate the gaps that prevent long-distance driving of alternative fuel vehicles with a project called U.S. Fuels Across America's Highways, Michigan to Montana. What they're hoping for is that one day an alternative fuel vehicle will be able to drive the entire 1,600 miles of Interstate 94 from Port Huron, Michigan to Billings, Montana. Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities is seeking partner applications for the project through the end of the month. Coordinator Jeremy Orr.
It's a Department of Energy-funded project started in January 2017. The grant deal is Gas Technology Institute out of Chicago, Illinois. And it's Gas Technology Institute along with the Greater Lansing Area Clean Cities and other Clean Cities coalitions across the Upper Midwest from Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, North Dakota, and even Teton Yellowstone Clean Cities Coalition. We're looking at I-94 from Port Huron, Michigan to Billings, Montana, and identifying critical gaps in alternative fuels infrastructure, meaning electric vehicle infrastructure, DC fast chargers, compressed natural gas, and propane.
Along with filling in the fueling option gaps, the project aims to promote alternative fuel vehicle usage to the point where providing these fuels is attractive. Signage showing motorists where fueling stations are located is critical, in part, so that people thinking about buying an alternative fuel vehicle are reassured that there's less risk of running out. Orr has hopes that the Michigan Department of Transportation will deploy fueling option signage this summer.
We've been working pretty closely with them. And what that's going to do, it's going to allow consumers to know, hey, if you want to buy Bolt or whatever it may be, you can charge here. And so it kind of gives them that, it's called range anxiety. It kind of helps alleviate the range anxiety of knowing where can I charge.
Orr says Southeast Michigan has a pretty well-established system of fueling stations, but there are gaps along I-94 in the state where it's hoped that this project would help.
If you go back to the Alternative Fuels Data Center and look at where stations are, Western Michigan's pretty barren for the most part. Depending on the fuel, if you look west of Ann Arbor or Jackson, it's pretty barren. And so we're looking for partners now to help deploy infrastructure.
This $5 million DOE grant-funded project is in its early stages. Along with Michigan, groups similar to WARS in Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Montana are also looking for fueling station partners. Ultimately, there would be no more than 50 miles between stations. If that happens, you'll be able to plug into a DC fast charger near the Blue Water Bridge in Port Huron and take that road trip to Billings. If it works on I-94, alternative fuel proponents like Jeremy Orr would foresee expansion along other American highways. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.